In Chesapeake, Virginia, the defense presented a key witness in the capital murder trial of Lee Boyd Malvo. A forensic clinical psychologist described the 18-year-old defendant's troubled upbringing and his complex relationship with convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad. The defense is arguing that Malvo was so severely indoctrinated by the older Muhammad that he was temporarily insane during last year's sniper attacks in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chesapeake.
Dr. Dewey Cornell first visited Malvo in jail in February this year, and over the months met with the defendant 21 times. During a full day of testimony, the defense's court-appointed psychologist gave a compelling narrative of Malvo's turbulent life. Because of strict hearsay laws, it's the first time the jury is hearing many of the details. Cornell described a rough upbringing. Malvo was repeatedly beaten by his mother, abandoned, uprooted constantly, bullied at school, and at times considered suicide. So the psychologist said by the time Muhammad came into his life, Malvo was vulnerable. He told Cornell that Muhammad treated him well, took care of him, and filled his deep longing for a father in his life. Through a series of circumstances, the two ended up together in the United States. Cornell said that is when the stage of what he calls severe indoctrination began. Muhammad isolated the teenager from his family and friends, started controlling Malvo's diet, his sleep, his hygiene, and put him through rigorous physical training exercises. Muhammad also peppered him with stories of racial injustice and started exposing him to violent video games and movies. The jury saw many of those video games and watched a clip from the movie The Matrix, several minutes of bullets and bloodshed. Malvo told the psychologist that he watched that movie more than 100 times. It was at this stage that Muhammad also started teaching Malvo how to fire weapons. Initially, the teenager thought his training was all part of a plan to help Muhammad get back his children, whom he had lost in a custody battle. But Malvo discovered the real truth in August 2002, a few months before the sniper attacks began. Muhammad told him about a plan to shoot one person after another. Malvo told Cornell that he was torn and in turmoil and once again considered suicide. But he also felt he had an obligation to the man he by now considered his father. So he switched off his emotions and went along with the plan. Cornell asked the defendant if he understood the concept of right and wrong. Malvo said Muhammad taught him that right and wrong do not exist, that it's a concept made up by a white government to oppress black people. Malvo reversed earlier statements that he made to law enforcement agents shortly after he was arrested. In those statements, he talked about being the trigger man in many of the killings, that he had been told by Muhammad that if he was caught, he should self-destruct, be a martyr, take all the responsibility. But after months of meeting with the psychologist, Malvo said that he was the spotter rather than the person who pulled the trigger in all but one of the killings. Cornell testified that the two had been separated since their arrest for more than a year and that Malvo now realizes he was manipulated. The psychologist said this was all part of the unraveling of Muhammad's grip on the teenage defendant, and it's one of the many things the prosecution will no doubt try to dispute when court resumes this morning. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chesapeake, Virginia.